today we're actually doing relationship with parents. It's a big one, very big one. So firstly, I'd just like to first define what a parent is. A parent is your mother or father. A parent is a guardian or caretaker, someone who has been given authority to raise you, an older and mature person in your community who helps to raise you. So just to start off, I'd like you guys to discuss this question in your groups. Why is it important to obey and respect your parents? I'll give you 2 minutes.
Okay, so we said just basically that it's an act of obedience to God, and also like our parents do a lot for us. She said like they put us into the world, and also it's what God wants. So
we basically said that, you know, parents have been through a series of, you know, like, you know, they know more than us. So we said that parents know more than us, and the reason why we obey them is that they've been through that same experience, and that that in the future we may learn how to take a right path because of them. So we don't want to make the same mistake and, you know, do that repetitively to make it a generational curse. So
we said that, I don't know where it is, but there's a verse that it's a commandment to honor your parents, and it comes with the promise of long life. And we all don't want to die, and we want to live as long as possible. And also, your parents are the first authority you get and the most basic authority. So you need to learn to obey them, to obey like the government and your teachers and stuff like that.
Yeah, we also said that it's a verse in the Bible, so we should obey our parents and respect them. And like, they have more wisdom and experience when it comes to life, so we can learn not to make the mistakes they made. And yeah.
Sure, you guys basically said my whole sermon. But yeah, that's all true, and that's very good. So now we're going to look at what the Bible says, how we should actually honor our parents and how to actually have the parent-child relationship. Okay, so the first thing we're going to look at is God created our parents for our benefit. In Ephesians 6, verse 1 to 3, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with the promise, so that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth." So guys, this, it's a commandment. It's the first commandment that God gave that has promise. So for us, it's not just, you know, just honor your mother and father and then that's it. God actually attached a promise to it so that we can actually have a long life and good life. So it's not something that, you know, we have to obey. This is directly from God. It's not like, you know, just do it for the sake of doing it. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I want to have a good life. I want to live a long life, and I want to be able to actually have a blessed life. And by doing that, I have to learn to honor my mother and father. The second one we're going to look at is parents nurture us. They give us roots and wings. So I'm going to give an analogy of a tree, right? So you know trees, if their roots aren't like deep into the soil and the winds come and storms come, they're easily uprooted. So it's just the same with us. If we are actually not rooted by given the principles and the values that our parents teach us, when things happen in our lives, we're easily swayed and we're easily blown all over the place. So in Proverbs 22, verse 6, it says, "Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it." So these are things that your parents teach you as you're growing up. So these are principles and values. And there are many things you might say, I don't really want to follow that. You know, that doesn't really make sense to me at the moment. Or that's like, you know, no, I don't want to do that. But, you know, it's for me, what I learned when I was a teenager is that there are a lot of things my parents taught me. And I was just like, but why should I? I used to question them a lot and say, why should I do that? And not understanding that they've been through life, they've experienced life, and they've actually seen and learned what things that will actually make me stronger, that will actually build me up. And all these values and principles that they teach you, those are actually them, those are roots that are, your parents are actually building in you, so that your roots are strong. So that now when you leave, when you grow up, when you leave the house, you become a young adult, you're now staying alone, you'll remember them. You'll be able to actually remember, you know, saying that my parents taught me good values. My parents taught me principles that I need to live by. And for me, I'm so grateful now as an adult that all the values and principles my parents taught me, I now constantly go back to say, but you know what? My parents used to say, Rose, you shouldn't, like, you know, be going out late at night, or you shouldn't be like, you need to study, you need to make your priorities straight, you need to be able to separate fun times and focused times. And those are kind of things I remember, and things about just respecting people who are older than me, even respecting peers. Those are things my parents taught me, and I still hold on to that today, and that's, it's made me who I am today. So they're actually building your character as you grow up. You might moan and groan and say, oh, my parents this, my parents that. But it'll be for your own good, because one day you'll actually go back and thank them and say, you know what? My parents were actually right in saying all those things. And you'll see the value of it. You might not see now, but you'll definitely see the value. Okay, the third thing we're going to look at is they discipline us so that we stay on the right path. In Proverbs 13, verse 24, it says, whoever spares the rod hates their children, but the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them. So, none of us like discipline, right? Like, discipline is the last thing we actually want to go through in our lives. And for me, I was a bit of a rebel, to be honest with you, when I was a teenager. I used to be like, oh, you know what? I can do whatever I want. Like, I thought I was the boss. Like, I thought I was just the ruler. And you know, when my parents used to discipline me, I used to moan and groan and say, but like, you don't love me, you don't care about me, like, why are you treating me like this? Why are you taking my phone away? Why are you taking away my TV privileges? Why can't I spend time with my friends? Why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? And I used to wrestle with that a lot, because I used to be like, I don't understand why you have to discipline me. Like, I used to feel like that was me being punished. My parents didn't care about me. So as time went on, I was just like, you know what, Rose, you need to try to understand why your parents are disciplining you. So then when I read this verse in Hebrews 12, verse 5 to 9, it says, endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. So, as we see in that last line, it says that we all have fathers that actually discipline us, and we actually do respect them for it. And it's only now that I'm an adult that I actually now appreciate what my parents used to do for me, like when they disciplined me. Because I actually see that, you know, they cared about me so much that they took the time to actually try correct me, to show me, Rose, this is not the right way to go. You should rather do this. And it was a very hard lesson to learn, because sometimes your parents tell you things to do something and they don't really give you a reason. And I'm sure that drives you crazy, like, but why? But then for them, they don't have to explain themselves. They've just been given the authority to raise you and to help you on the path that you should go on. And so your job is to actually understand and say, okay, fine, I'm being disciplined because I did A, B, C, D. The faster you learn your lesson, the better it is for you. Because your parents are not going to bow down to you. Trust me, that's not going to happen. They're in authority, so what you have to do is you have to learn from them and say, okay, fine, what I did was wrong. How can I now correct this? And how can I now move forward with my life so that this doesn't happen again? So it's up to you, actually, to be able to learn these lessons that your parents give you. Okay, the fourth one is, they are wiser and know more than we do. So I'm just going to go through this little script thing that I found. And for me, I think it speaks volumes, because I feel at every stage is something that we go through. And so, you know, when you're young at four, you're like, ah, my parents, they can do anything, like superheroes, they're awesome. And then seven, you're like, ah, my parents, ah, they know a lot. They know a whole lot. Then at eight, you're like, my parents don't. And then at 12, you're like, oh, well, naturally, my parents don't know everything. 14, parents, hopelessly old-fashioned. 21, oh, that man and that woman are not out of date. What did you expect? 25, they know a little bit about it, but not that much. 30, must find out what my parents think about it. 35, a little patience, let's get the parents' meaning first. 50, what would my parents have thought about it? 60, my parents knew literally everything. 65, I wish I could talk it over with my parents once more. So when I read this, I was just like, wow. Like, I was so grateful that I actually found this now than later when I'm 65, because it gave me the opportunity to actually see and value my parents more now. And you know, I wish I actually read this when I was a teenager, even before I was a teenager, because it would have helped me with my journey with my parents. And you know, we think we are people who know everything, right? When you're a teen, you're like, my parents don't know jack, because they don't keep up with the trends, they don't know the latest gadgets, they don't know what's happening in fashion or whatever. And you're like, you know what, my parents don't understand me, they don't want to understand me. But have you ever tried to understand your parents? No. So it's a two-way thing, guys, because they've lived a long life. They've gone through life of, you know, learning and maturing through the life lessons they've learned. So when they actually are trying to teach you, they're teaching from a point of them having matured, going through all those trials and tribulations, being able to say, you know what, my child, I don't want you to go through the same thing I went through. So this is why I'm teaching you these things. And so for me, when I read this, I was just like, wow. Like, I was quite a brat when I was a teenager. Like, I'm starting to think about it, and I was just like, yo, God, like, I was just not a good child, because I didn't appreciate the little things my parents did for me. And for me, that kind of broke my heart, because just think about it. When your parents do things for you, or when they tell you things, they're actually doing it from the bottom of their heart because they love you and they care about you. And then there comes you saying, oh, my parents, whatever, you know, I don't care, or who do they think they are? How would you feel if you were a parent and you did that same thing to your, how would you feel? Like, how would you feel your child saying that to you and just disrespecting you and not honoring the values they're actually teaching you? It would hurt, right? So this little snippet actually just shows how, you know, it's important to value our parents while we can, to appreciate the lessons they actually teach us while we can. Because, you know, one day they're not going to be there anymore. Unfortunately, that's the cycle of life. They're not going to be there. So we have to actually appreciate them now while we still can, and learn as much as possible. And just sit, even just having a conversation with them, you know, tell me about your childhood, how did you grow up? Because the moment you start to understand your parents from that perspective, you start to understand the way they behave. And you start to say, okay, fine, I understand why my dad's like this. I understand why my mom's like this, or why my aunt, my grandmother's like this. You begin to actually understand all these things. So for you as a teenager, you have the opportunity to actually have this conversation with your parents. And so that when you grow up as well, you'll be able to handle those situations with your children as well. And number five, the most important thing to know that is parents are not perfect. Like, parents are, like, not remotely close to being perfect. In Colossians 3 verse 21, it says, fathers, do not embitter your children or they will become discouraged. So you remember the verse where the commandment where God says, honor your father and mother? Parents were also given a rule to fathers. Like, God gave a rule to the fathers to not embitter children and not to make them angry, so because they'll become discouraged. So, you know, as we fall short as children, our parents fall short too. So it's important to know that, you know what, we need God, guys. Believe it or not, we need God in our lives, in our relationships, so that he can actually help us with on this walk that we actually have. Even just a relationship with our parents, we need it. Because remember that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And the devil does not want you to actually benefit. Nothing, nothing. And remember the commandment that we spoke about, that honor your mother and father. It has a promise attached to it. So the devil will do anything in his power for you not to get that blessing, not to inherit that promise. So now you need to be careful to actually always be vigilant and say, you know what, this situation seems a bit rocky. Like, you need to be able to be wise enough to discern that when you start to grow that anger that or that dislike towards your parents, be quick to recognize that, wait a minute, I remember the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So I need to now remember the word of God, the promise God gave me in his word, and be able to hold on to that and now learn from it and say, okay, how can I get back to that place of honoring, respecting my parents? So I'm going to quickly share my relationship about my parents, between my parents. And so, yeah, it hasn't been great, my relationship with my parents. I used to be the little princess. Everything I wanted, I got. And this happened when I was still young, 5 years old. And then as I grew up to become a teenager, I started to recognize that something was a little bit off. Like, things started to change. So my parents started to distance themselves a little bit. They didn't want to understand me. I used to want to have conversations with them about my friends, my life. They didn't care. All they cared about is me and my education. I have to study hard. I have to get A's. And for me, I didn't understand that because I was just like, so I need a relationship with my parents. Like, that's what I want. And I wasn't getting it. And so, okay, so I was just like, oh, okay, you know what, whatever. And then when I became more mature, as in 15, 16, going up there, things started to go wrong. My dad became very abusive, verbally and physically. And I was just like, but God, let's talk about this. You said I should honor my parents, right? You said I should respect them. But how on earth am I supposed to respect a man who does these things? How am I supposed to respect a woman who does these things to me? Like, where is the honor in that? I can't do that. I'm sorry. And for me, I was so angry. I was so bitter. And for me, I didn't realize that I was now disobeying God's word by actually not respecting and honoring my parents, because my father had disowned me. So I was just like, oh, okay, that's good. You're not my dad too. So I was just like, you know what? You do you, I'll do me. I don't care about you. You don't care about me. So I'm good. So my life was just a mess from there, because I used to walk around with this bitterness, this anger in my heart. And every morning I used to wake up and see my father. I never used to look at him in his eyes. I always used to greet him looking elsewhere. He used to take me to school. I used to sit in the back seat. I used to get out, say thank you, and he goes. Every time he came home, I'd greet him and go to my room. I never used to be in the same room with him. And for me, I didn't realize how disrespectful that was. I didn't realize that what I was doing, I was actually hurting myself. So I then went to God. I was like, look, I'm tired of feeling this way. I'm tired of feeling crappy all the time. I'm tired of feeling bitter and angry. Something needs to change. This man needs to change, because I'm not changing, because he's the one who wronged me. And through that process, God took me through a process of actually learning that, you know what? You need to let go. You need to release your father. You need to forgive him. Because I slowly learned that my dad has lived a long life. Like, I then began to understand he was actually disciplined quite harshly by his parents. And for me, I started to understand, okay, fine, maybe that's why he treats me the way he does. And slowly, as I was fathered by God, I started to understand, you know what, I need to learn from God how to handle this, because I don't know how else to do it. And so I went through a process of getting healed and a process of actually forgiving my dad, as hard as it was. It took me 3 years, guys, 3 years to actually release my dad and forgive him. And for me, I then later realized that, you know what, the moment I got healed and I forgave him and started to honor him and respect him again, things changed in my life. Like, my relationship now with my dad is, it's not great, but it's getting somewhere. It's getting to a better place. Now I can have a conversation with my dad, and he encourages me. He tells me that I can do things, that I'm capable, that I am intelligent, he tells me all the right things that I want to hear as a child. And I tell him I love him. Like, I never used to be able to tell my dad I loved him. And so for me, that was just a process of learning from God and just learning from that verse that, you know, honor your father and mother for so that life may go well with you. And for me, that's when I understood that verse, that it came to fulfillment in my life, because I was just like, how does this verse even apply? I didn't understand it. Until I went through that process, I began to understand that this is the reason why I actually had to go through what I went through. So I want you guys to discuss these questions in your groups. The first question is, how is your relationship with yourself? Okay. he's on the right questions. But anyway, I'd like you to actually discuss, how does God expect you to treat your parents? That's the first question. And then the second question would be that when your parents are wrong, how do you actually, how do you handle that? And thirdly is, what do you think your parents expect from you? So do you want me to repeat them for you? Okay, the first one is, how do you think God expects you to treat your parents? The second one is, when you think your parents are wrong, how do you handle it? And the third one is, what do you think your parents expect from you? I'll give you 8 minutes for now. If you just need me to repeat the questions, just shout. Okay, so just to wrap up, I just want to read this verse one more time. Ephesians 6, verse 1 to 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and you may live long on earth. So, it takes time sometimes to be able to get to this place. And I understand not everyone has a great relationship with their parents. And I just want you to understand that it's a process. And if you constantly remember that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, it would be much easier for you to be able to discern that when something is going on in your family or something between you and your parents, it would be much easier for you to pick up and say, this is not of God, this is of the devil. Then you'll be able to fight against it and actually try get to a place where you are actually in a good relationship with your parents. Let us pray. If you guys need any prayer or just someone to pray with you regarding your relationship with your parents, and you just need someone to talk to, you can speak to a leader and someone will be here to pray for you at the end. So don't go home without getting prayed for. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for the good work you're doing in our lives, Father God. We thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, Father God. We thank you that you're constantly helping us in our walk, Father God, that we're not alone, Father God. Father God, I just pray for these young teens, Father God, and I thank you for who they are, Father God, and I thank you for the journey they are on, Father God. And I just pray for their relationship with their parents, Father God, that where it's broken, Father God, that you may heal and mend it, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that you help them, Father God. If they're struggling to honor their parents or respect their parents, Father God, I pray that you help them and walk with them to help them understand, Father God, that which way to go, Father God. And it's not easy. But I thank you, Father God, that you're always there to help us, Father God, that you never forsake us and you never leave us, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, for the good work you're doing in us. And we thank you, Father God, that as we leave today, Father God, our relationship with our parents become better and better, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God, that we're not alone. And as we go on this week, may you please bless our weeks, and I pray that you bless these teens, that they're able to go out there and shine, that they're able to actually, you know, just be an example, Father God, to show people who you are, to show them your love, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty precious name we pray. Amen. So if you need prayer, please don't go without getting prayed for. There's Tabs, myself, and the other leaders as well. Yeah. Awesome.